This is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. This is Brian with Park Industries. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Sorry I missed your call. I was on the other line when you rang in.
No, I left you a message last week. I'm not sure if you got it.
When did you call?
I think Thursday or Friday. Probably Thursday.
Okay. And you left me a message?
Yeah. Oh, good. Don't worry about it. I don't like to bug people. I know they're busy. I worked with actually your colleague Dale the other year.
Okay.
So real quick, just introduce myself. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I run the stone division here at Bank of Cardiff. I'm not here to give you a huge sales pitch. The customer's approved. I'm ready to pay you. I just have to have them sign one document, but I need the invoice. Can I send you an email on what I need?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Yeah. What is your email?
Okay, it's a B for Brian.
Oh, I have it actually.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, you get that one then. And then I don't need you to pay me the full amount up front, but what I do need is a 10% deposit. So I guess two ways we can do this. Is,
let me fund you up front and keep it clean.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. You guys have good credit. We know who you guys are.
Okay.
If it was like 200 grand, it'd be a separate issue, but...
Yeah, no, we're not going anywhere, so...
Okay. How long have you been with Park?
15 years.
Cool.
Yeah,
longer than
while.
Me being here. Just a little, yeah. I've been here for 9.
For 9?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Kind of weird for a leasing guy to say that, right?
Yeah, usually they move on before that amount of time.
I
spoke with you in the past, Ruben.
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah.
I'm actually a pretty civil, easygoing person. I just like to work.
Well, that's good. Does any chance your colleague Kevin Bice still work there?
Oh, are you the gentleman that works with Kevin? He does work here.
He does, huh? Yeah.
Are you the guys that don't get along?
Well, I get along with everyone. I was shocked because, you know, we do a lot of business. And Kevin, I made a really bad mistake. And we had a good thing going. I was going to use them, and, you know, I right now give MFS about $7 million every year is what they just write with me. That's not what I do, but it's what I give them, and he was really concerned about the couple thousand bucks he was going to keep from a customer, and it was like, I just couldn't believe he did that. So.
You know, without getting, like, for me, I've got a track record of helping a lot of customers. There's one or two people who put some nasty things about me online. I think sometimes also, like, I mean, I've had customers at the end of transactions, you know, claim they don't have to pay this or that or this or that. No, my whole thing is this. Most vendors who work with me are really, really happy. Kevin's an awesome guy. I'll defend Kevin. Not defend, but he's taught me a lot, so I learned about him. I think the way that I view things is this. Actually, what goes on in our industry is that most people essentially work for free. And so it's kind of for them, they feel like, and I'm not saying this is Kevin, I'm just saying they feel like, you know, that they should do X, Y, or Z. I've seen actually some atrocious things in our industry. I've seen what's going on right now is a lot of people are taking people's deposits and never giving it back. But I would never push you. If you ever want a second source that can look at your deals, you can always give me a call. I've actually got some really nice programs going on right now. I don't know the cost of equipment you sell, but I know it's kind of all over the place. But one of the coolest programs that most people are using me for is I can pretty much get anyone instantly approved in 1 hour for up to 100 grand. And I can get anyone approved in 2 hours up to 150 grand. And I know who MFF is, MFS. I've met them at shows. My thing is a little different. I don't say anything bad about these companies, but I think where people are using us is the credit is all over the map on these deals. I guess I'd ask you a question. Does MFS approve everything for you guys, or do they often pass on deals?
No, they don't often pass. I mean, I think they do a decent job. Do they get every deal done? No, but I don't think, not everyone, I believe, is financeable either, though.
So, absolutely not. We go down, just, where I go down. I don't like to be someone's garbage collector. It's not a long-term solution to business, but no. I can go down to a 550 on many deals and get them approved. And if you're familiar with credit scores, and I'm sure you are, you understand how significant that is. We actually service a lot of customers that traditionally just won't get funded. One of the big issues for us that people use us is we actually will fund past bankruptcies, which is a big, big no-no for most people in the construction industry.
Okay.
But on this one...
Yeah, no, that is good.
On this one, but giving the guy a solid deal.
We'll see once how this one goes, and if everything goes without a hitch, well, then maybe we can talk a little bit more about, like, and I didn't smear Bank of Garth. I mean, when I heard it was, your finance company, I mean, I was like, oh boy.
I run our sound division.
You aren't Kevin, and I will never use Kevin again. That I can promise you. But if you do well and everything's fine, then maybe we can work some more.
Yeah, giving the guy a great deal, no nonsense. He owes me one piece of paperwork, so if you can send me an invoice, I've actually sped things up. We are going to do a site inspection on this, and we're actually doing it after delivery. We are ready to fund this immediately. So the customer is pretty much good to go. I'm offered him, and without sharing too much details, I've given him a great deal just because he's a returning customer and we want to keep people happy.
Okay. All right, yeah. Send me those instructions over.
I've already sent you an email, actually. I've CC'd Dave on it. But just to give you an FYI, and I won't beat a dead horse here, I recently did a transaction where a customer, I did everything for this customer. Everything. Mm-hmm. I was extremely honest, transparent, and the customer and the vendor weren't getting along too well. These things happen.
Okay.
Just like, you would be surprised. I work with dealers, and your customers... Let's not kid ourselves. I've had customers say, hey, look, can I use the financing, and just lie to the vendor and don't tell me I'm using it somewhere else? There's some interesting characters in this industry. So I can just tell you kind of story about who I am. This customer signed an agreement with us. They sent us a wire. We did our job. The customer threw, not a fit, but they were very, very upset, and it had nothing to do with us. They insinuated that we were going to keep their money. Absolutely not. Do we have the legal right to keep your money? Yes, you're damn right we do. We've done our job, and their dispute is with their vendor. It's not with us.
Yeah.
But we did the right thing. We sent the guy back. It was like 19 or 20 grand. We sent him back the money. Now, do you think that we told the customer, like, hey, look, the vendor's cool with us. You working with us if you want to come back. Do you think the customer actually did the right thing and came back to us and worked with us for financing?
Obviously not.
No, they ran up to us and kicked us in the gut when we weren't looking and went somewhere else. But I think the whole thing has to be with, and that happens on a daily basis. If you do enough business, people will do this.
Absolutely.
Just like people quote you out, tell you everything, and then start avoiding your phone calls. I know how it goes.
Yeah.
I think what's important to you is this, and I can wrap it up in a nutshell. You're going to run off some colorful characters. You might have the best customer in the world that's a longtime friend. And your fear is, if I send this guy to a finance company, is this finance company going to destroy this? I've got to trust the other person on the side of the phone. I've got to make sure that they're not going to burn me just to make a buck.
Pretty much. And I get all that. And like in the case of Kevin Bice, all what you're saying didn't happen that way. So, and that's why I'm upset about it. If the customer would have done some shady stuff, it would have been a totally different thing in this case.
Who knows? All I tell you is this. I have no knowledge of that deal, like the back and forth off the top of my head. I can just tell you that I've known Kevin for a long time, and I've always seen him do the right thing. So it's not that – and sometimes – and I just tell this to the vendors because they don't understand and don't take it the wrong way. With the fear of rubbing you the wrong way, of rubbing you like sandpaper – oftentimes, the story a customer tells to you is not the story a customer will tell to us. And I have seen situations where a customer has gone, and I've seen this, and I'll just tell you, there's a rep that used to work here, the nicest guy in the world, the nicest person. You've never met a nicer person. Very non-aggressive, not a great salesperson, but but a nice person. The customer was racist towards them, screaming at them, saying racial insults. When they went to the vendor, you know, you as a dealer, they were being the sweetest pie. And it literally took our sales rep having to mute that vendor and have him listen into the conversation to see what kind of insanity was there. Am I saying that was what your customer? No, I have no knowledge. I'm just saying it is what it is. But bottom line on this one, yep. I'm ready to fund. He's telling me that there's a delivery date of about the 13th. Is that correct?
That is the ship date.
All right, what's the delivery date?
It's scheduled for an install of the 24th of October.
Who does the install?
We do.
You do. Okay. All right, and that's all included in the price?
Yes, it is.
And we're at 54,049, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. All right. Cool. Thanks for your time. I appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks, Ruben. Bye.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.